to me. I don't know why he cared. I don't know why.
Matthew chapter 5. And if you don't know, we preached verse by verse, chapter by chapter, segment by segment last year from January the 1st till the end of the year, on into January, all the way through the book of St. John. And this year we're preaching all the way through the Gospel of Matthew, just Jesus, more about Jesus. And so hold your finger there in Matthew 5:21. And the title of this message is Jesus Reveals God's True Intent Behind the Law. Part 1, the Just Jesus Evangelistic Campaign, day 232, since January the 20th, 2017. Day 599, since January the 1st, 2016. Before I get into the main part of the message, what is the gospel? According to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 and 4, you say, why do you do this every day? Because I want you to know what the gospel is from the Word of God. Just focus up here. First Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, the gospel is embodied in these words. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved. That is, you're saved through the gospel. If ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. So there is the gospel for you. J.C. Ryle said, "The man who does not glory in the gospel can surely know little of the plague of sin that is within him." Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 and 22. Ye have heard that it was said of them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. You will have to answer to God. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whosoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council, but whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your holy word. Now help us to see the true intent from you behind the law. And we pray that others would see it, and that ultimately other lost souls will trust you as Savior before it is eternally too late. Some say the world is going to end tomorrow. And Lord, we know that only your Father and our Heavenly Father knows that. We know no one down here knows it. And we pray however, when it happens, that we all would be ready, because we have put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. For it is in his name we pray, and for his sake, amen. You may be seated. Ladies and gentlemen, the great evangelist Billy Sunday said, there are 256 names given in the Bible for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I suppose this was because he was infinitely beyond all that any one name could express. And then William Tiptoff said, if you had 1,000 crowns, you should put them all on the head of Christ. And if you had 1,000 tongues, they should all sing his praise, for he is worthy. Can somebody say amen? The Prince of Preachers, Charles Spurgeon, said, what a king is ours. And I want you to pay close attention to this quote. What a king is ours, who stretches his scepter over the realm of our inward lusts. My God, my God. Who but a divine being has authority to speak in this fashion? His word is law. And so it ought to be. He touches the vice at the fountainhead and forbids uncleanness, my God, in our hearts. Now that's a king indeed. Amen, somebody. And just focus up here. Don't even do that anymore. Throughout the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus has challenged his listeners' perception of what it means to follow God and to be godly. First with the Beatitudes, then with the charge that his disciples be salt and light. And then with his proclamation that he and only Jesus Christ fulfills the law. He is forcing us, if you will, to see what God really expects from us. Now he expands on specific laws in order to show us practical ways in which we can have obedient hearts, not just obedient actions. John Walvoord and Charles Dyer write, beginning in verse 21 and extending through verse 48, Jesus presents 7 specific examples to show how God's true standards of morality in the kingdom are more precise and exacting than the customary Pharisaic interpretation of the Mosaic law. He begins each example by saying, you have heard that it was said, but then he ends with a dramatic contrast, but I say unto you, sharing God's true intent behind the command, I say unto you. Jesus starts with a command, beloved, that we all agree with, if you're saved particularly, if you know God. Ye have heard that it was said of them of old time, thou shalt not kill. And whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. Fairly simple, right? But if we are to be true followers of Christ, we must abide by a higher standard than just don't kill. Jesus says, "But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother," and we got some sisters who are angry with each other, who are mean and hateful towards one another, blood sisters, and they're worse than the boys, "without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment." If you have hatred in your heart, it's like having murder in your heart. And we hear the stories of murder every day. It starts in our wicked hearts. You better watch somebody who says, "I'm going to kill you while you're asleep." You better get rid of it. You better listen to me. That's what the police call a terroristic threat. You better skip a doodle down the road and get away from that devil. If you got somebody in your house telling you that, "I'm going to kill you. I hate you so much, I'm going to kill you," you better run, not walk. Because that is in their hearts. And out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. If you got a husband telling you that he's going to kill you, you better run, not walk. If you have a child saying, "I'm going to kill you," you got a demon in your house, you better call the sheriff and the police and get that devil out of your house and have him locked up or her locked up, because it's in their wicked heart. If you got an it in your house and all day long you see them grabbing knives and walking around with a knife, bootlegging it towards you, something's wrong in their heart. Amen, somebody. You hear me, and you hear me well. Murder starts in the heart, and Jesus, God in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us, knew that. Some of you husbands, and your wife, that you know y'all don't love each other, you don't get along, always asking you, "When you gonna get that life insurance policy? You know we need that life insurance policy. All good men have a life insurance policy of $1 million or more. She got the number and everything. You better watch it. Particularly if you don't, y'all know, you know you don't have a loving relationship with that witch, I mean that woman. You know that ain't nothing going on there. You better be careful. She might have hatred in her heart, which will lead to murder. People do it every day. And there's some men who've been killed by the witchy woman, and it appeared that they had a halfway decent relationship. But she killed them. She slow cooked them. Yeah, she put something in his food. And by the way, husbands and wives, if you know things are not right, you got to check in your spirit. And some people are so silly-minded, they don't even know when things are not what they should be. Don't be letting folk cook for you. You say, "But she's my wife. He's my husband. He can bring me breakfast in bed. He might bring you death in bed." Don't bow your head yet. It's not time to pray. Because this murder thing begins in the heart. Some of the nicest men in the world, seemingly, have slow cooked their wives to death by poisoning them. Some of the sweetest old ladies, wives in the world, seemingly, have killed their husbands in a slow cook fashion because of the hatred, the murder they had in their hearts. Just read the news. More husbands and wives are checking out today like never before by the hands of a husband or a wife or a family member or a devilish child who killed both of them for the insurance or for the house. Don't bow your head yet. It's not time to pray. You got hatred in your heart. If you're waiting around for somebody to die so you can get something, some material thing, you're wicked as the devil. Murder often comes as a result of hatred, no doubt, and anger in the heart. But Warren Wiersbe writes, Jesus did not say that anger leads to murder. He said that anger is murder. You're already killing them in your mind. Now let me tell you something, folks. I thank God. I've never thought about killing anybody. I've never had that thought in my mind. Even when I was lost, I never had that thought. And I certainly have never had that in my mind. But there are some people who do. And you better get away from them. You might have a it in your house. Jesus calls his people to excise anger from their hearts and from their lives. And if the devil got you thinking about killing somebody, just turn yourself in beforehand. Just go to the police and to the sheriff and say, my heart ain't right. My heart ain't right. Let me, here, take me, put me in jail before I hurt somebody. If you got demonic voices in your head, listen to me carefully, telling you to kill somebody because you hate somebody or whatever, just turn yourself in. At least turn yourself into the pastor, somebody, so they can take you down to the jail and prevent a murder. And this is God's standard, the heart. A life that is not only free from murder, but a heart that is free from murderous thoughts. Some of you just ought to just go ahead on and leave. If you got thoughts of hurting somebody or harming somebody or killing somebody, just go ahead on and leave on your own and get away for the good of the family. Because some of you devils got these thoughts in your hearts, in your mind. You know it. I'm talking about folk in the church wanting to kill somebody for some insurance money so that they can buy a Mercedes and live in the big fine house on Pork Chop Hill paid for, and they can get involved with somebody else, with somebody else's insurance money. You wicked devil. We may be able to control our behavior, but the only person who can change our hearts and control our hearts is Jesus Christ. Only through him can we meet God's standard and be delivered from hatred and anger and murder in the heart. And allow me to just say something here. Most of these murders, yes, they have been building up in the heart. But oftentimes they happen in a moment of time like that. People snap. So be very careful. Let's pray. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your purifying word. And we pray that you would help us by the power of your Holy Spirit as Christians to live based upon the true intent of the law. having the right heart, the right spirit, the right mind that will prevent the evil actions. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you're with us today and you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, allow me to show you how you can put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved from the punishment of sin, which is hell. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law, and that you therefore deserve to go to hell. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers," people who practice witchcraft and voodoo, people who have sex with people that they're not married to, and idolaters, people who practice idol worship, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Now that is bad news, but I have some good news for you from Jesus Christ himself, and that is you can be saved from hell by putting your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Jesus said it in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son," his name is Jesus Christ, he was talking about himself, "that whosoever believeth in him should not perish." Perish where? Perish in hell, but have everlasting life. Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that he died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will. It is very simple. It is not hard. In fact, it is easy. Romans 10:9-13 says that if thou, you, shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you, shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved from the punishment of sin, which is eternal hell. I'll be glad to lead you in prayer. Repeat after me, believing in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I mean this from my heart. I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have sinned against you. I have broken your laws, and I deserve eternal hell. Have mercy and grace upon my soul. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins, as I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for my sins, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life and fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past, to turn away from my old life and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. dear friends, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again, allow me to say congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com or one of our other email addresses and let me know. We have some free material that we want to send you immediately. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you. And if we never see each other again, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you. Here's my prayer.
I don't know why Jesus loved me.